Flying through another morning, Monday morning, October 14th, and we got a big hour for you. We're going to talk to Nancy Landry in a little bit, Louisiana Secretary of State. Early voting starts October the 18th, so we'll make sure you get all registered up and all that stuff and ready to vote. Then we're going to talk to the president and CEO of the City Park Conservancy, Rebecca Dietz. They are having some meetings about the future long-term planning for City Park. And I would ask you can text me at 504-260-1870. What would you like to see more of in City Park or less of in City Park? And then we're going to talk about the LSU football that's available. You can join WWL tomorrow. We're taking a show on the road, the shows on the road, for Medicare Enrollment Day. Tomorrow morning, myself, along with Dave Cohen and Scoot, I'll be live from Metairie at the People's Health Medicare Center on Vets from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Whole goal is to make your life easy. If you need to make a decision about Medicare for yourself or somebody you love, come on out and see us. Medicare experts will be on hand to help you make an informed decision, and People's Health experts will host educational seminars at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. But they will have people available to talk to you before that. Plus, we'll serve up coffee and donuts in the morning, give away World War II museum tickets, and help you take the confusion out of your Medicare decision, which can be daunting. Come on out tomorrow. I'll be there. Dave Cohen, Scoot, Medicare Enrollment Day, Tuesday, October 15th. Starts at 6, runs till 4 at People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets near Causeway, right next to Party City on WWL. We look forward to meeting you. With that, we welcome in Secretary of State Nancy Landry. Good morning, Madam Secretary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm okay. I want to talk about early voting and registration and all that stuff. today is the deadline for some registration, is it not?
It's tomorrow, actually. The deadline to register online is tomorrow, October 15th, to vote in the November 5th election.
And what's necessary to register online?
You need your Louisiana driver's license and just, you know, follow the instructions at govote.com. And it's very easy. It's never been easier to register to vote in Louisiana or to vote in Louisiana.
Tell me what's going on with early voting.
Early voting starts Friday the 18th. That's this Friday. This is a big week for elections. We have the deadline to register to vote and the beginning of early voting. For presidential elections now, we have 10 days of early voting. So it will be October 18th through the 29th, except not on Sundays. We don't early vote on Sundays.
Tell me.
It's 8:30 to 6. 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And how do you find out? Is there a website where people can go to find out in their parish where they go and so where the
poll? Absolutely. We have govote.com. That's G-E-A-U-X, vote.com. Or we recommend people download our award-winning mobile app, and that's the GoVote app, G-E-A-U-X, vote. You can find your early voting locations and also your sample ballot.
How does it, what's the situation with poll commissioners? Are you in need of those or not?
We're always in need of more poll commissioners. We have an aging population of poll commissioners who are our stalwart workers. We couldn't do elections without them. But many of them are deciding to retire. They're aging out. They're in their 80s, many of them, and they're just ready to hang it up now. And we need some younger people to step up and take their place. And so we're always looking for new poll commissioners. It's a great way to learn about elections. It's a wonderful way to connect with your community. And you just contact your local clerk of court if you're interested in doing that. It's a great way to make a little bit of money before Christmas as well.
What is it like to be a poll commissioner? The day in the life of a poll commissioner, is there a training period or what, Nancy?
There's a short training period. It's usually done in August and September, but they do allow some clerks have an online training for people who sign up late if they still need commissioners. And it's, you know, I think just a couple of hours, maybe even an hour. And then once you're certified to be a commissioner, you get picked in a drawing to be the commissioner, and you work usually close to your home at your own precinct. And it's a long day. You have to be there before the polls open and stay until the end. You check voters in. You check their IDs. There are different duties. Some people check them in and have them sign the book. Others, you know, walk them to the machines. It just depends on what the duties they're assigned are. But it's a long day, but it's very rewarding. You see your whole community, and you learn about how secure and safe our elections are, and it gives you a lot of confidence in the voting system as well.
Well, you mentioned money for Christmas. What's the remuneration for that?
I think it's $200 for a regular commissioner. It's more if you're the commissioner in charge, which I think you have to have a little bit of experience mm-hmm. to be the commissioner in charge. But it's $200, and it's right before Christmas, so it's a great way to make some extra Christmas money.
Let's talk about safety and security of elections, I guess specifically early voting. At one point, something was made of that, and I don't want to bring politics into this at all, but let's just talk about the importance and the need for early voting. For people who would say, why can't we just vote on election day itself, you would say what?
I'd say it's safe and secure to vote on early voting in person. You show your ID when you come in, and it's just the same as voting on election day, in my opinion. So just get it done in case you get sick on election day, or there's a big game, or there's something, you know, something comes up and you end up getting distracted and you can't vote. So I always like to vote early. That's my favorite way to vote. But we have some of the safest and securest elections in the nation. We're ranked in the top 10 in the nation by the Heritage Foundation and first in the South by the Electoral Integrity College. And so, you know, we're known for doing elections right in Louisiana. So you can vote with confidence in Louisiana, whether you vote early in person or on election day in person, or if you're absent those 2 days or for some reason can't vote in person, you can also vote absentee if you have one of the excuses that would allow you to vote absentee.
Yeah, I was getting to that. The difference between early voting and absentee voting is early voting, you can vote early, but you need to vote in person. Absentee voting is you do it by mail?
That's right. You do it by mail, or you request a ballot. They send the ballot to you, the registrar sends the ballot to you, and then you can deliver it back in person to the registrar of voters, or you can mail it back. But it is done, you know, on a paper ballot through the mail. The ballot is sent to you in the mail.
Tell me about who qualifies for absentee voting.
We have 12 excuses for absentee voting. It's the people over 65, people who are disabled, people who are in the hospital, on jury duty, in the military, and, you know, things like that. If you're going to be out of town for both early voting and election day, you qualify to get an absentee ballot as well. And we encourage people, if you're going to vote absentee, that you do it as early as possible because of the delay with the mail. The mail, we have no control over the U.S. mail. And even though our deadlines go all the way up to you can return your ballot the day before election day, we don't recommend that because of the unreliability of the mail system.
For those that, you know, people believe whatever they want to believe, that and again, this goes to the integrity of elections in Louisiana, because I know as Secretary of State, that's all you can speak to, I would presume, or maybe not. I don't know. But openness to fraud or whatever when it comes to absentee balloting or early voting, there's no indication that any of that has ever taken place on a large scale, is there?
I can only speak to what
Louisiana.
Happens in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And in Louisiana, no. We always encourage people to vote in person when you can. We think that's the safest and most secure way to vote. And you know, ensures that your ballot is going to be counted. You're not depending on the mail. But you know, we've never had any large-scale problem in Louisiana with fraud. So we have a very secure system with lots of checks and balances at every stage of the process. We had an audit after the 2020 election. A Louisiana legislative auditor, nonpartisan auditor, audited our presidential election in 2020 and found that we had safe and secure measures in place to ensure that our election was held with integrity.
So there are legitimate reasons to absentee vote. I guess the point I'm trying to make for people that are over 65, disabled or whatever, that cannot get to the polls, military members, etc.
Right. That's right. We do have people who legitimately need to absentee vote. They're not going to be in the state you know, during early voting or election day, or they're disabled or elderly or in the hospital, you know, in a sequestered jury. There are multiple circumstances, and we have 12 reasons that allow people to absentee vote if necessary.
So election day is November 5th. Early voting starts on October 18th. If there is,
that's right, this Friday.
So if there is a runoff, it goes to December 7th, or is a congressional election on? I'm confused.
Congress would go to a runoff in December, but not the presidential.
No, I realize that.
Presidential,
yeah. But there's not a separate congressional election that happens on November 5th.
Right.
Yeah.
It's November 5th for everything that, but it's the primary for the congressional, and then the runoff would be in December if there would be a need for a runoff in any of the races.
What about stickers? I want to know about the Go Vote stickers. What do those look like?
Oh, great question. We have a great sticker this year. The artist is a Louisiana native. It's William Joyce. He's an Academy Award-winning illustrator and short filmmaker out of Shreveport. And it's a dapper little crawfish doing, you know, a little happy walk after voting. And it's, I think everybody's going to love it. It's really a great sticker. A little different from the ones we've had in the past and just, you know, very happy and cheerful. And we love it.
Well, you can't go wrong with a voting sticker. I love mine. Tell me quickly about, I guess, where people can go to get more information about all this, Secretary.
They can go to govote.com. That's GEAUX vote.com. Or they can download our free award-winning Go Vote mobile app, and that's also GEAUX Vote. It's a great app, and you can even find your sample ballot on the app.
You know, it is a dapper crawfish because he's wearing a top hat and a tuxedo and spats. You don't see many spat-wearing crawfish, do you?
We love him. We think he's great. His name is Mark DeBallet. That's what we named him.
Very nice. Anything else before we let you go? Any final thoughts?
Just everyone, if you haven't registered to vote yet for any reason and you're 18 years old, or you will be 18 by November 5th, be sure to register by tomorrow. Tomorrow is the deadline, and early voting starts this Friday. Remember to go out and vote.
So if you want to vote in a presidential election, tomorrow is the deadline to register online. Accurate?
That is right.
Okay, and can you still register at the your local registrar's office, or is that parish?
You can't register in person. That deadline has passed unless they would offer you an iPad to register online. But it would be easier for people to just register online themselves.
And they do that at?
GoVote.com, GEAUX vote.com.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Happy election.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 922, that's Nancy Landry, Louisiana Secretary of State. Your name doesn't have to be Landry to be in state government, but you'll fit in a lot better if it is. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Rebecca Dietz, President and CEO of City Park Conservancy, about the future of City Park. And I asked you to text me at 504-260-1870. What would you like to see more of in City Park or less? Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.